Just so you're aware of what follows, let me offer a brief outline of the format of the meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear a chime sounded twice. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to bring your attention to what arises for you as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse each time you hear the chime before we move on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch your breath, just deepening your breathing. And on each exhale, becoming more relaxed in the body. And as you continue to watch your breath, just taking a moment to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And you're invited to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing your thoughts to settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as your body is relaxed and your mind is still and clear, so now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you." As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, who hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for evermore. And now, just bringing your attention to your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. And with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body, of your presence in the room, and I invite you now just to open your eyes, bringing with you a sense of the presence of the Lord's Word into waking consciousness.